Blog Talk Radio.
Don't be scared. I've done this before. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. Don't want no money. Shit's ugly. Just want your set. Take a bite of my bad girl meat. Take a bite of me. Show me your teeth. Let me see what I mean. Got no direction. I need direction. Just got my bam. Take a bite of my bad girl meat. Ah. Take a bite of me, boy. Show me your teeth. The truth is sexy. Tell me something that'll save me. I need a man on my side.
I usually don't like Lady Gaga, but I really like that song.
But I love you with my hands tied. Oh, I'm sorry.
You always make an entrance. I really don't like Lady Gaga. I normally don't like Lady Gaga at all. But
that's a jam. That's a jam.
I really like that song. I normally can't stand her. I think she's stupid and she's gimmicky and it's not good music. But anyway, that's off the topic. It's Tuesday and it is, oh, tomorrow's Halloween. I'm so excited. Oh my God, I don't have any candy for trick-or-treaters. I've got to get candy. Okay, I'm just freaked out. I'm good now.
I'm not doing any trick-or-treaters. I'm very low-key this year, believe it or not.
I'm not. I love Halloween.
I've already been. I picked up my candy. It's good to go.
Shut up.
But I didn't get any trick-or-treaters last year.
I didn't. You know what? I got a very few last year and I bought a ton of candy.
I bought a whole shitload, and I didn't get any. I was so mad. Anyway, it's October 30th, 2012. It's Tuesday, which means it's time for Pixinista, your favorite pixel fashionistas. Yes, we're bitches. No, we really don't give a shit, okay? We will rip you a new one if you have no fashion sense, and believe me, a lot of y'all don't. Okay?
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
That's voodoo.
I'm just putting it out there, because you know it's true.
That's voodoo. Mm-hmm. Voodoo.
And, I mean, you can be unique and you can be, you know, weird and whatever, as long as you have the attitude to pull that shit off. But if you don't have the attitude, don't even try. I'm Snow White and I'm feeling really bitchy today. Obviously. We also have my partner in crime, my BFF, for how many years now? 3? 4?
Why you gotta be putting numbers in and stuff?
It's been a while. It's been a while. It's been years. Corey/Gaminatrix. Hello, ma'am.
I think you're a little behind on your numbers. Ginger is about to come up on 3, so that puts you at least at 6.
Oh, God. No
yeah.
way. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, I passed 2, what, in July? Something
yeah,
like
so that puts you at about 5 or 6.
You mean you put up with me for this long? Damn.
Well, anybody else going to put up with you?
That's true. That is true. That is true. We also have our redheaded stepchild, Ginger Rocks.
Rawr!
So cute. You just want to pinch her little cheek.
She does that. She does make you want to pinch her because I picture this little girl who's my rawr. It's like, you are not scary at all.
No, she's really not.
She's not even scary in person. She's not even close to scary.
Aw, y'all telling stories. I'm totally frightful.
No, you're not.
You're
frightful.
You are not.
She's standing still. She looks frightful. You know, the pictures when she takes them, but in person, no, because she don't look scary. You know what? I'm going to need you all to stop. What is with the... You know what? I'm going to dole some of these out to you people here.
Mm? What?
We getting inundated with Halloween games for some reason.
Except for Android. Gimme.
You know, and most of them suck anyway.
Well, I don't want to say that because one of them is from our good friend, Lieberman. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Lieberman.
And they stayed up through a hurricane to get Guns of Icarus ready. So all I know is, Joe, the clothes better be off the hook up in...
They are. Did you see the mask that they released for their Halloween event?
No, I did not.
They're on Facebook. Oh my God, they're hot.
I don't see nothing. Nobody want to share. Join me with me. Okay, who is this from Elite Girl Games?
I dropped it in the chat room.
I'm not in the chat room, girl. I'm special. I'm on my
Skype open. Seriously, like I'm on Skype. We're talking, but I can't get Skype open. Did you just?
She did. I think she needs a beat down. I'm just saying.
Beat up. I take it.
right? I need something. God, send me a beat down.
Take it.
You know, I think I'm going to make some flan tonight.
I'll chop it in Second Life for you. How's that?
Wait a minute. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see what's going on here. I got this Join Me business. I see what's going on here. I see what you got there.
There we go.
Wait a minute. It's not open for me yet. Now, if you are listening to us and you're like, what the hell? I can't get in a chat room. I'm at work, but I can see Twitter. I maybe can open a page. Guess what? Bam! Right there in the Twitter for you. Because that's how much love we got for you. I stole that from the Big Hit.
Yes. Now, you can see the Join Me, which are you telling me you just can't see Join Me or what?
I don't know. I'm trying to man the social media.
No, can you see the Join Me?
Wait, let me see. Oh, I can now. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, baby.
I was a little bit concerned because I know I can't get my Skype window open beyond the itty-bitty window right now, so I can't drop anything in chat right there.
Oh.
Which means I may need to restart Skype.
Which means I may need to get on into Guns of Icarus. Snow, you would love this one.
I shall be right back because if I can't open up the chat, then y'all can't give me links.
Yeah, we can.
Oh, you can get me in the chat room, I guess.
We have other avenues.
That's true.
Now, Snow, where did she go?
I am right here. What you want?
I'm trying to tell you, you have to come and play Guns of Icarus. We have a special invite from the developers.
No,
it's not like that.
I played it before. I did a review of it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You couldn't have.
I thought I did. I did one. It was Guns of something.
No,
that's not Guns of Icarus. Guns of Icarus is beautiful.
Guns of Icarus is the one that we did. We played with the devs. So you didn't. This wasn't a review. You didn't play this one.
Oh, okay.
This one, they're inviting all of us to play. So I'm telling you, on the air, we have a special invite from them to come play. And you see those masks there on the screen. They're hotness. Telling you. It is not just a first-person shooter. It has some thinking aspects. So you can be the one to plan the shit out and tell us what to do since, you know, you stand in front of the ship and be like, bitch, get on that gun and you, bitch, fix that engine.
I think I still have it installed, so, you know, if I can just open it and play, no, I will.
And bitch, stop looking at my mask. Yes,
it's
got horns. Come on.
It's got the whole steampunk demonic thing. Yeah, it's pretty.
Who keeps leaving the Join Me? That's what I want to know.
Not me, dude. I'm in it.
You in it to win it?
Oh, wait, no. Damn, I closed it on accident. Shh.
Yeah, so what's
you? Hold on. There we go. I'm back now.
Ooh. Hold on, Freya.
She's back.
There
yeah, baby.
Those masks are hot, but I'm telling you, I don't think I like that game. I don't want to play it and, you know, be trash-talking. Everybody be like, you don't know what you're talking about.
You're going to be on the ship with your people, meaning us, so you don't have to say anything. You just say, bitch.
Bitch, get over there and do that. All right.
Get over there and do that. We got this.
I know.
It's lovely. Okay, so we got a lot of ground to cover. Okay,
we do. It's like the day before Halloween.
There goes most of my links right there. I sent them to you in Second Life because since you're having issues, see, I told you we had other avenues. And these shoes are getting on my nerves. The ones I'm making. I just want to point that out. Okay.
What are you making anyway?
Okay. You put them in a nearby chat.
You can zoom in on my shoes there, Ginger, and show the people what I'm working on.
Yes, Miss. All right. I know this makes some of y'all seasick. Hold on.
Okay. Whoa. Those are my new shoes I will be releasing later. Those of you who have Zuby babies.
Those are adorable.
They're called primaries. Get them primary colors. Primary.
That is cute. What is that in the back? Whose ass is that? Is
that is Ginger. That is Ginger.
Ginger, you are freaking me out with that shit.
I came back and she was all up in my screen. I was like, who the fuck is that up in front of my screen? Oh, Ginger.
Ginger, that is freaking me out. I cannot stand the child. They freak me out.
I had to check them out.
No, is that the one that you had jump on me earlier this year and was trying to bite me like she was a zombie?
No. This one is a brand new one that they just made. It's called Toddly Do. The whole body, except for the head, is mesh. The head is mine from a shape. Well, from the shape they sent me with it. But yeah, you can make your own head, and it's a skin I have for the head. And then I color matched the mesh body.
It actually looks good, like the fingers. They're very, they don't even look like the regular Second Life fingers. That's nicely done.
No, they're smaller. They are smaller than the regular
And they don't have boobs, so for that reason I'm glad if you're going to be.
That's the one thing I like. There are no boobs. They come with no genitalia.
I had the scariest. I saw this. I had to report it. I'm not kidding. I don't remember when it was, but it was a while ago. I saw this little child avatar on a sim in the sluttiest clothes I have ever seen.
Oh,
I'm not kidding.
That's not cool.
No.
Well, see, these, the Toddly Doo clothes are only made for the Toddly Doo avatars. I'm pretty sure if she catches anybody selling... Because
yeah,
it's the same person that you bought the... it's from the same people that you buy the vendors from, Corey.
Oh, who, her?
Q-Bite? Yeah.
Yeah, that crazy bitch.
Yeah, she's the one who made this.
She does good work. She's just not altogether there.
Yeah, she does really good work. But you've got to take... Please take that off your screen, because that is fucking freaking me out.
I'll go back over here to the shoes.
Seriously. You can show me pictures of the clothes and not an actual...
Well, you asked who's you know, a half.
Well, I know, but you can find a picture and show me the picture instead of showing me the... I swear.
Well... Wait a minute. I gotta get this link here. This is the one I'm going to add. I shall put this on our Facebook page. Ken has Cheeseburger has the coolest costume ever. If you're not on our Facebook, you'll see it. I'm going to put as seen on Pixinista if you're trying to figure out which one it is. It's a T-shirt that says 404 error, costume not found.
And I ordered a costume, and it's not here yet. If it's not here by tomorrow afternoon, I may be forced to do that.
Just
oh, my God, is that Edward Scissorhands?
That be it. Wait a minute, jumping ahead of my stuff?
Oh, my bad. Oh.
Damn.
Okay.
Oh, God, red-haired people.
I know, right?
Red-headed people. Actually, the Edward Scissorhands.
I'm telling you, red-headed stepchild.
She's not a stepchild, but she is all.
Well, we're going to treat her. We're going to beat her ass like a redheaded stepchild if she don't behave.
She's getting all my stuff all rolled out. You know what? I don't even have that link open. I wanted you to scroll down to the bottom of that page.
You've been working too long today, honey.
Right? Scan it.
Which page? Of the page that I was just on?
Yeah, with the Edward Scissorhands.
Scrolling.
No, ma'am. No.
The Call of Duty?
No, to the cake.
The cake.
It
was cake?
The cake and the portal. If I could only find the Join Me on Hilton.
Oh, there we go.
Look at that.
Oh, that is adorable.
I love that.
Isn't that just that's so?
So the cake really isn't a lie after all.
It ran
get
away
it?
With the companion
I made
cue.
It funny.
Yep, and it ran away with the companion cue.
Aww.
You know what? I could never wear this costume.
Why not?
Why,
dude? You know what? And you would think I would be able to stand it because you know I like wigs, but that's just too much on my head. I would pull that shit off and throw it.
I would love it.
Yeah, I can't have my face covered, so
I would love it. I don't give a shit.
I would throw it. You'd be like, come on, let me take a picture. You better take it quick because I'm flinging
hell,
it.
Yeah.
I am flinging it.
Mm-mm. I can't even do those breathing masks that you have to use when you're painting or whatnot.
Those actually freak me out. Those freak me out.
Mm-mm. Do you guys remember the mask back from when we were little?
Yes, I cut my tongue
what?
Open on one.
The masks that we used to wear when we were little.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The ones you used to cut your face.
Yes. Hated those things because I always had sensitive skin and something in the material like fucking broke me out hardcore.
I don't know anybody that had a positive experience with those masks. My hair used to get tangled up in the back of it. It cut my
lips. Oh, with the rubber band? Are you talking about with the mask with the rubber band or like the full mask?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no. The rubber bands fucked my hair all up.
Oh, I forgot about that until you mentioned it. Now my head hurts.
Right?
Because your mom had to try to cut the rubber band.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It was seriously, for me, my hair would get so tangled up, it would be just as bad as bubble gum. Because it would just be, like, all messed around that stupid ass
bubble gum. You just stick some peanut butter in your hair and you're good, you know? Stuff comes right out.
My mom never did that. She just, chopped off locks of my hair. We're like, chop.
It'll grow back.
Right? Exactly. Whatever. We're not wasting peanut butter.
But that is so cute.
That is adorable, actually.
See, all right, people, this I approve of for a Halloween outfit.
I can't see.
99% of the shit in the Halloween stores right now.
Are you going to show us?
Is shit. What am I going to show you? What am I going to show you?
Your thing is paused.
No, it's not.
I can see your mouse moving, so I know your screen is paused. Thank you.
My screen is...
It says sharing started. There we go. Oh, I thought you switched from the cake and the companion cube.
No, she's just talking.
I was talking.
No, I've got windows open. I've just got to find them because...
Oh, my God.
Adorable, right?
Oh, you're killing me.
Oh, my God.
Look at those little babies with the cheeks.
Inappropriate windows open, though. Where are they?
Okay. Are we getting on
our
topic?
Here we go. Go back. For real. Go back. I just saw a couple of that.
What the hell?
Are you... Oh, my God.
Yeah, apparently one of the most popular costumes parents are making their kids this year is the Breaking Bad costumes.
Oh, my God, that is not appropriate for kids.
No, it's not.
And whoever this person is who put their kid in this?
That is therapy waiting to happen right there.
I'd like to slap her. A, for wearing the dress she's wearing, and B, for putting her baby in the most sluttiest outfit I have ever seen.
Ishnet.
What the hell? And you know what? That baby's going to grow up scarred. For real.
Completely.
I don't like the one below there with the cone boobs. Or look to the right.
Yeah,
all the ones
Madonna.
With like the cops. And
yes.
Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I'm telling you. I don't even.
And you know, if you go to Target, you see quite a bit of these for the little girls. And I'm like, do you all not realize that some pedophile man sitting up?
Yes.
He's sitting up and he's designing these costumes because what they should be wearing, this little cutie here with the, yeah, right, no, the next one over to the left. That's what they need to be wearing.
That is adorable.
It's cute. It's an owl. I like owls.
And like that little baby with the Hooters costume, really? Is that your life aspiration for your child?
Apparently. You know, you're just setting your kid up to fail.
Superman costume is cute.
That one is cute. I know they're saying that this third one right here is inappropriate.
It is inappropriate.
But it's kind of funny.
No, but I don't even think it's funny. Hannibal Lecter? Okay? The kid's going to be like, "What? Who is this guy? Why am I in this?"
I don't like to be strapped down.
I don't like anything about it. I don't think a kid should have any idea who Hannibal Lecter is, even if it's just a name. I just don't think it's appropriate.
You have to keep in mind this with the Hannibal Lecter. I think the mask would be fine. He doesn't have to know who it is. I don't like that he's strapped down. I don't like the jacket because what if he's eating candy and he gets caught in his throat?
Exactly.
He can't say anything. He can't move. This is not the smartest idea for costume for a little person. But the Minecraft one up there is absolutely adorable. Do you see the Minecraft baby? You don't see the Minecraft baby? I wouldn't put that over its head, but
oh my God.
I think just the body. You shouldn't put that over a baby's head.
You know, just for a picture for, you know, 1 second is one thing, but I would not leave that on the baby.
I like the little feet. Look at the feet.
That is cute.
Look at the feet.
All right.
Why are you dressing
your daughter as a stripper?
Go over one. No, go over.
That one's not bad. It's the Catwoman. Yeah.
Is that your tummy?
That's a bodysuit underneath. But it's still the idea behind it.
Do you have any idea? Okay, this is what makes me angry. And Ginger and I were talking about this before the show. Everybody gets so pissed off when someone molests a child, okay? Mm-hmm. And it is the most disgusting, vile, repulsive thing ever. I swear I would castrate a man if I ever caught him doing that to a child. I swear to God I would do that. I'm not even joking.
Mm-hmm.
You would have to hold me down because I would castrate him. I would not kill him. I would castrate him. Cock and balls, gone. All in one fell swoop, just gone. I don't give a shit. Anyway, I'm getting mad.
Yeah, I take a couple of other pieces with me, too. But
that's enough.
You know, if he doesn't have hands, he can't touch.
I want him to be whole otherwise. I want him to walk around and everyone think he's normal and he know that he's not, that he's missing some vital parts. That's what I want. But this right here, you are feeding their fantasies. You are feeding their disgusting mindset. And this just, it makes me really angry. I'm really angry right now.
I don't like the Trojan one below. You see that one?
No, I don't like that either. That's ridiculous.
How many people think that this is a good idea? All right, I'm sorry. The zombie baby coming out of the belly. That's crazy cute, but
kind of gross at the same time.
It's cute and it's gross. I wouldn't do that to my baby.
No. Oh, dressing your baby up as a cabbage patch. That's cute.
She looks like a cabbage patch.
Oh, my God.
And
so adorable.
That was inappropriate, but I think that one's cute.
And then letting your teenage daughters.
No. Anything that got garters on it and I can see your knees, no.
Maybe I'm getting old, but I can't help but think if the outfit comes, you know, more than 2 or 3 inches above your knees, no. No. I mean, because then you got like these, what is she, like 12 right here in this picture, it looks like? And she's got this itty bitty.
Who is
sailor.
She supposed to be?
I don't even know.
Wait a minute, close that picture so we can see these. Scroll down. I want to see what these are.
Please,
I want to know if. Hello, Kitty.
Hello, Kitty. That's not Hello, Kitty.
You know what? No. As my mom would say, she has her hands on her imagination because you don't have hips when you're that age.
I know, right?
No.
Well,
so
that's only three. Where's the rest? You said
I'm sorry. I got lost in the candy corn drink that was on the right. Scroll down and look at that drink again. Oh.
I know. I found a recipe today that is for caramel apple Jello shots.
I'm gonna need some of that. I don't even know what's in it. It's just got candy corn, and I love candy corn. Have we lost the snow?
You'd be the only person on earth. No, I'm just really angry right now.
Yeah, we're going to need you to drop that.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying.
Okay, now that's an interesting costume there.
I think that's kind of cool, but also that poor kid's going to get picked on.
Well, she's at least dressed up like someone who is very well respected.
Yeah.
Frida Kahlo was very respected. So, not, you know, the unibrow notwithstanding, she's dressed up as somebody good. She's not showing anything. Well, see, that's an interesting costume. I would see that right there is kind
that's kind of cute, actually.
Yeah.
Oh my God, is that a bumblebee down there?
That girl is not a bumblebee. That is a snail.
What?
That is a snail.
Oh, I tried to get to it. Hold on. We're having the L issues.
See, she did.
Come on, Ginger, pull it together.
Contribute.
I was trying. Okay, there's one I don't like. We'll get to that one, though.
That's too much flowers.
Are we going to scroll? There we go.
Oh, my God, she's so cute.
I don't know how long it's going to stay on this. There we go. That is adorable. That is too cute.
Oh, my God. I should dress Baby Nature stuff like that. I think she's going to be a snail.
She should. And
you know what?
Do, too.
You know what? She'd be like, no. Go
down to the one where the girl's in the green thing.
She just came in here. She's shaking her head. No. No, I don't think so. Now, she dressed up as a zombie one year. That was her best costume, I think.
I think you showed me that. I think I saw that.
Yeah, I sent you pictures because she was scaring all the kids. She was climbing on the monkey bars.
This green thing in the middle?
Yeah, that one.
That's the one we looked at.
Just bring it up again. I want to point something out.
What?
The one thing I don't like about this is the eyebrows.
Well, that's how the real Frida looked.
I know. But I don't... It's for someone who doesn't know who Frida is,
yeah.
And they can only see the whole of it, that seems very stereotypical to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
Like,
there's another thing with Halloween costumes that you have to try to keep in mind. A lot of people go with stereotypes, and it's actually hurtful to the people they're stereotyping.
Well, you know, I think that depends on where they were going. Like, if they were going to a party where people are going to know who she is, adults are going to appreciate it, the kid's going to love it, she's getting candy, and she doesn't have anything too restrictive, because, you know, she's not going to notice she has one eyebrow after a while.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But for school, probably not, because you're right. The kids would be like, ah, you have a unibrow.
Yeah. She'd just get picked up. What the hell?
That's a cloud.
Okay. Oh, I couldn't figure out if she was bubbles or cloud.
She's a cloud.
I don't necessarily like costumes like this for little people either.
Mm-mm.
I would think she'd get hot.
Yeah, exactly.
Not only that, but it's very cumbersome. It's very weird. Like, she would end up hitting things, and she'd get very frustrated by the end of the night.
You can't
run
from Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, not being able to run around playing with friends, and she's at that age, you know.
Look, you can't run from Freddy Krueger when you have all that on
you. True that.
And you know tomorrow there'll be a lot of running from Freddy Krueger.
Okay, that's kind of cute.
that.
Still, though, it's a little wide for my taste for a kid.
That plain business.
Mm. Yeah.
I keep wanting to click on Ginger Screen. We all
I do, too. I'm like, click. Why is this not working?
I like the tinfoil robot.
Why you don't work? I don't see. I don't like that on the head thing either.
I don't like the head thing because it's really hard to tell if he's okay in there.
Well, you can see his eyes and his nose, so he's, you know, I would think
so. I know, but I'm a little overprotective, but I'd be, like, freaking out. Be like, every 5 minutes, you okay in there?
At least he's got his hands and he can walk so he can, you know.
Yeah.
He can run from Freddy Krueger, and he's made of tin.
Oh, God, so. Not a clown costume. I don't like clowns.
Yes, let me see it. Let me see it.
My God, I can't look at this. I really don't like clowns. Tell me when it's
no fear for you cannot have control.
Do it quick. Let me see him.
I'm not looking. Oh, God, that's so creepy.
Oh, look at that.
That is so creepy. I can't do the clowns.
All right, well, look away, look away, look away, look away.
Looking away. I'm not looking. I'm not looking. Oh, my God. Tell me when it's over.
all right, I'm going to change it. Andy Warhol?
Okay, that's way too abstract.
That's too abstract for kids.
Yeah.
He'd be like, who am I again?
Okay, we need to get onto some geeky costumes.
Vincent Van Gogh with no ear. I thought he was some kind of lumberjack.
I did too. That's too abstract for a kid. Kids want to be something fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Do we need to switch to the fun, woman?
Let's switch to fun.
Let's switch to fun. We're going to fun. We're going to fun. All right. I pre-approved these outfits.
So cute.
Aww.
I like the fireman. Oh, I definitely like the fireman.
Oh, the Tootsie Roll. Okay, that's adorable.
See, the dress comes about 3 inches to the knees.
It's got tights.
Mm-hmm.
And it has tights. I don't like the Katy Perry costume. It's too short. There's no tights.
Mm-hmm. The Monster Bride. Hey, whatever.
She's got tights on. That's good. Skin, I don't really like for the child.
I like the Iron Man.
That's awesome.
And he lights up.
That's awesome.
Look at the Grace Kitty.
Oh, that's pretty.
See, longer, ruffly skirt comes down towards the knees.
With tights.
With tights.
That's what I like.
Oh, Living Dead Child costume.
That's funny.
I like
that
one
little
again.
Indian maiden, that's cute.
Yes, yes, totally. And I had somebody tell me
bottom
left hand
corner.
That's inappropriate.
Bottom left-hand
corner. Dress is Indian.
Oh,
bottom
left hand
corner.
That. Baby Natrix has that costume.
The Vampress of Versailles?
Yes, and that is a very good costume to have if you live somewhere cold for the little ones when they have to go out to trick-or-treat because it's very heavy, the velvet and all that stuff, and the high collar.
Love that.
Oh, my God, Charlie Brown.
Oh, wait, I have a Charlie Brown for you. You have to look at mine. You have to look at my list I sent you. Yeah, Charlie Brown's much cuter than him. You got to grab him from Second Life Child. You know what? I forgot. We have a chat here on our Join Me that we could use.
You do.
Try that link right there. I want to say Charlie Brown is on that page.
Those shoes are so cute, Corey.
I know, right?
Did I? I don't know if I would want my kid dressed up like that, but that is a badass costume.
It's very cool. Scroll down to the next one. Look who that is.
Oh, my God.
That is adorable.
Oh, my God. My ovaries just, like, killed me. Kicked.
I think I just ovulated on the spot. What?
I know, right? Oh, so adorable. Oh, all right. We looked at this one last week before.
Skip him, because we saw him last week.
Transformers!
The girl. And look at the face she is serving. Look at the face.
Bring it, bitch.
She looks like she's about to say, Autobots, roll out.
Wow.
Okay.
Who is that supposed to be?
I don't know, but look at Charlie Brown. That's who I'm trying to get to. Scroll down.
Oh, my God.
I just want to kiss his nose.
I just ovulated. Oh, my God.
Not gorgeous.
Oh, God, so adorable.
He looks so happy.
Oh, he's a little Snoopy.
I don't know who this is supposed to be. Y'all know who this is supposed to be?
I don't know, but he is cute.
He He looks like he causes trouble. That's what he looks like.
Oh, totally. Totally.
He's poured that milk on somebody as soon as the picture was taken. Mm-hmm. He splashed it in somebody's face. Mm-mm.
Look at
Pokemon.
Oh, look at the baby.
See, now at least
okay, I like the Nightmare Before Christmas baby.
You do? I figured you would. You
yes, that is awesome. And the go down.
Edward's
hand.
Cute. Although I don't like the sharp things with the kid.
They might not be real. Let's hope that the parent didn't.
What it looks like they did is it looks like they really took apart scissors and made that into his costume. I don't like that at all.
No, because that kid's running around, trips. Oh, that's not going to be pretty.
We're going to think, we're going to assume that that's plastic. That's what we're going to assume. Very soft plastic. Oh, Captain America, look at his trike.
That is cute.
And I like the one below him, Astro Boy.
I wonder if he even knows who Astro Boy is.
Oh, I bet, willing to bet you he does. He's got the stance down perfect. And it might be a girl, now that I'm looking. It might be a little girl with the face.
Can't quite tell, but could be.
And that one is adorable.
That is so sweet. What do you think, big sister, little brother?
Probably. She pushed him down into the picture.
Of course.
You shut up, R2-D2. I got this candy. I got it.
That's my chocolate. You get the gum.
Oh, no. See, I wanted the gum. I was one of those kids. I was looking for everybody's gum.
I wanted the chocolate.
See, you and I would have got along just fine. I'd have been like, did you take the chocolate? I got the gum. So, again, fun and geeky. You just have to be creative.
Yes.
Now, if you wanted to, especially our geeky moms, if you haven't come up with the costume yet, here's another idea. You can dress up like the character from Portal and put your baby as a companion cube.
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
And you will always know where they are. Because everybody's going to be looking. Your companion cube's over here.
That would be such a good idea. All right. We got to go through the baby costumes.
You got to hurry up because I got to go get my Assassin's Creed. You playing around, okay? You playing.
Oh, my God. This is killing me. You guys have no idea. Oh, my God. That's St. Bernard baby costume.
That is cute.
Oh, your baby.
Toucan Sam. All right, I guess that's not Toucan Sam.
Well, the baby peacock, really?
The octopus.
You know what? They smile when they take those pictures, but they hate that.
They do. Oh, my God, the little kid with the little elephant.
I'm telling you, Baby Natrix tried to fight me her first Halloween. I put her on those cat ears, and I still remember the facial expression where she was peeking up at me like, Mom, really? Really? These ears, this whole body, really?
You think so? I don't think so.
And that's exactly what we got. When you tried to put the makeup on the nose. I was like, okay, just.
The Care Bears would be good for where you're warm or for where you're cold, but down here in the south, I would be hot.
You notice they can't call them Care Bears. They just...
Right. It's called the Lux Kids
Grumpy Bear costume.
I keep trying to scroll down on your screen.
Me too. I'm like, hurry up. Crayola. See, all these are good ideas.
Okay, that Catwoman costume, scroll back up. This Catwoman costume, I can kind of agree with. That's fine. Because
well,
it's
from
completely
Anne,
covered head to toe.
Yeah.
And what's her face? This is version.
Oh, God.
It's not Hathaway. You know what I'm talking about? I was going to say.
Hathaway?
Yeah, Hathaway. That's Hathaway's version, which is completely covered.
Yeah.
Let me just tell y'all. Julia Roberts' niece dressed up like her from Pretty Woman. And this made news, and I thought it was disgusting at the same time, because do you know why would your sister do that? I know it's your aunt, you know, it's your niece and everything, but she's a baby. And
Wait.
She's like 18, 19. She's not a baby.
Yes. How old was she?
She's at least 19, I want to say.
That's still too young. She should not be dressing up like a hooker. That's still dressing up like a hooker.
I agree. Now, she is legally an adult. But you're dressing up like a hooker, baby. Come on. That Slimer costume, I'm tripping out over. Love it.
That is awesome.
I love it.
I'd like to say some of these are Photoshop because there's no way that kid fits in that.
Yeah, she's a big girl. She doesn't look quite 19. She looks like she's maybe 16, 17.
Okay, no. Then if she's not a legal adult, get the hell out of that hooker costume.
And I mean, she's got the full garb, the whole.
I'd be like, you want to walk out and what hell to the fuck no? Go change.
Let me pass this to Ginger so we can look at it. You got to see it. It's not cute.
Were you passing it?
Oh, I put it in Second Life because I don't know if you got. I don't know if your chat was going to let you have it.
You and your Minecraft, I swear.
Right? She's out of control.
God.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, no. Yeah. No, she is not 19. There is no fucking way that girl is 19.
She looks 15, 16, somewhere in there. 15, 16.
Wasn't even born until a year after the film came out. Scroll up. I think it's said in here. 1990.
Yeah. She's born in 1991.
She's 22.
She still looks too young. I don't like it.
It's a little better since she's old enough to drink, but honey, you're dressed up as a hooker.
Hooker.
I was going to say, at least in 1990, the hookers then, you know, wore more than the hookers now, so.
Honey, the hookers then wore more than the sorority girls now. What are you
That's
talking about?
That's a true story, man. Dude. Girls, put it back on. Leave something to the imagination.
Seriously.
Make them work for it. That's what I
mean. Okay, so you've got a gorgeous body. Wonderful. That's awesome. You don't have to show everybody in the fucking world. Seriously. You can wear clothes that complement your body and show your form off without flashing nipples and your cunt with the shorts that barely cover.
Did you really go with the see you next Tuesday word? I'm moving along.
No. I know you don't like that word, but I do.
I don't like that word. I said it's shocking to hear. Let's...
No, but I mean, seriously, even and especially on Halloween, for some reason, and I've talked about this before, and I'm going to say it again, if you were a hoe, be a hoe the whole time. Don't use one night as an excuse to show your hoeness, okay?
I got one more costume / dress I'm going to share, if Ginger would be so kind as to share on her screen. I put it in Second Life.
I got it.
You have to scroll down to the bottom.
Wait, I think I saw it.
That one?
Oh, Batman Ghost. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Scroll down.
Oh, my God.
And the way...
Batman Ghost on a baby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is so cute.
No, get your friend. Get your friend.
Oh, my God. That's adorable.
I can't do anything. Get your friend.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
Oh my God.
I don't necessarily like to wear the costume. I think that makes a nice sleeper shirt, but I don't like the edges. Something about it.
The hem?
Yeah, I don't like the hem. Something about the hem is not right to me.
Oh, on the dress?
Yeah, or maybe it should be the whole. You know what I don't like? The white is what throws it off. The whole thing just needs to be green.
You're right. And actually, from like the waist down, it looks more like something Tinkerbell would wear.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a mannequin. I was starting to get a little freaked out. I'm like, what is wrong?
It might be the chick. It might be that chick. You know that one, that anime chick we were talking about a couple weeks ago.
Oh my God! Oh, that was so freaky.
No. Look at the wrist. That's mannequin.
Girl, she was all over the news, everywhere.
That was fucked up, freaky. That wasn't even funny, freaky. That was like, what the hell are you doing, freaky?
I'm trying to be a doll.
Why? You're human.
God, it's like, I guess maybe some people have a fetish for that shit, but I'm going to tell you, I don't want anything to do with that.
You know, and they want to do all this surgery and whatnot to look like a doll, and all I can think of is in 20 years, when you're, you know, an actual adult... Because you've totally missed that part, that chapter in your life so far. When you're an adult and you want to look your age, and you want people to take you serious, and you've had surgery to make yourself look like a flipping doll.
We are about to have to go.
Yep.
Yeah, we're about to have to go. We're a little too laid back tonight.
I'm not. I got pissed off.
What good does that do if you had to be quiet while you did it?
Because, man, I was literally about to yell. Like, I've got to the point where I wanted to yell and, like, punch something. So I had to.
Yell. Some of these people need to be yelled at. Holy crap, some of these people need to be yelled at.
That woman right there, I just want to fucking. What the hell? are you?
Is that a
yeah.
kid? That
oh, my
kid.
God. No, they didn't. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I don't know who thinks this is a good
that
idea.
That is not appropriate either.
This
oh, my
is
God.
A man one not appropriate.
What? Oh, my God. Homeless man? Oh.
And the baby's mad. I understand, baby. I see why you're mad.
Oh.
Uh-uh.
Mm-mm. What
yeah,
the hell?
Anyway, you guys have a happy Halloween tomorrow. Please do not dress your children or yourself up as something horrible. Be creative.
Happy and safe, and please take care of people. We got some crazy motherfuckers
if
out there.
If your kid is going as Honey Boo Boo, they're not getting candy from me.
You better recognize, girl.
You better.
Don't be trying to deny that baby can't. You know what? I want to see you tell a little girl that can't have candy.
I would. I look at her mom and I say, this is your fault.
Yes. Bring your kid looking like Shirley Temple and they'll get the whole bag.
Right?
Wow.
I had one little girl come up like that, literally Shirley, like ringlets, the little red dress on, and she, you know, she was just, oh.
Let me tell you the cutest costume I've ever seen. Yeah. I had a mom come to the door dressed like the Wicked Witch of the West, and all of her kids were dressed like the Munchkins from Wizard of Oz. That was adorable.
I'd have been like, here, just take it. Take it all.
I did. I gave them candy. I gave them cupcakes. I was like, just take it. Just do that. I love it. I love it.
I love it when they put thought into it. It really pisses me off. If you're going to go trick-or-treating, you know, don't just give your kid a T-shirt.
Why would you dress your child as a character from Dexter?
I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to start this. But seriously, and the older kids that go trick-or-treating piss me off even more. I've told them no.
No, they piss me off when they come and they have a bag from Walmart. They don't have an actual bag to put their
candy
in.
Exactly. You're not here for anything but free candy. You don't give a damn. So you can just leave. You put no effort into this. And I've told them, I was like, look, you put
no costume and a Walmart bag gets you no candy at my house.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, now I like that one from Game of Thrones. Adorable. All right, we will see you guys bright and early mañana to do some news.
And something in honor of the you'll hear it anyway.
Yeah, in honor of
tomorrow for the news.
Junior, that is not a penis. Who named that a penis? That's not a penis.
That's Jabba the Hutt.
You bad. Jabba the Hutt. That's only the penis.
Anyway, okay, moving on. News tomorrow with Ginger and Corey, and then Thursday night is our regular Rough and Raw and Ready night, where we have our, you know, not our bitchy session, but we're bitches anyway, so it doesn't matter. Be safe.
Woo, I am so on my way to the red box, bitches.
please be safe tomorrow. Don't do anything stupid. Please be safe. We love all you guys. Oh, well, safe, all right? All right, say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches.
You must hate, so listen close to what I say. Don't take this as a simple rhyme, cause this type of thing happens all the time. Now, what would you do if a stranger said, would you diss them or would you reply? If you answer, there is a chance that you'll become a victim of circumstance. Am I right, fellas? Tell the truth, or else I'ma have to show and prove you are what you are.
I am what I am.
It just so happens that most men are
slam.
Have you ever seen a dude who's stupid and rude? Whenever he's around, he draws your mood. I know a guy like that girl. He thinks he's God's gift to the world. You know that kind, excited all the time, with nothing but strength on the mind. I'm no stunt, only he can't front. I know the real deal, I know what they want. It's me.
Why?
Because I'm so sexy.
It's me.
What? Don't touch my body,
boy.
Cause you see, I ain't no Caesar. But on a real tip, I think he's a
out the gutter, you ain't getting paid,
you ain't knocking food, you ain't treating me like no prostitute, then I walked away.
kid. Yo, he's a clown.
What you call him?
Remember, ladies and gents, not everyone is nice. Please don't trust strangers and be safe. We would love to hear y'all again on our show. Peace out. Happy Halloween.